The mitzvah, a lot of people are there in a public place. If roiv nochrim, if roiv goyim are there, is mutter lishtamish loyrei. Then Yisrael could have a nochrim even on Shabbos. He could read there. He could use that light. If roiv Yisrael, if roiv people in this mitzvah, in this meeting place, is Yisraelim, is Yidden, then also it's also to have a nochrim light. Machzah, machzah was 50-50 is also also. It's also also to have a nochrim. Rashi near the Mesiba, Shabaniodim, and Roy Yisrael also. Vaocha David Dumi de Makiroi, Hoy Berubadinu, Asaka Daitu Hadak, Apishvil Luktani also. It says it's also here, and it's more the same terror, it's also Nami. Ki Madlik, Adaitu de Ruba Madliki. So, tomorrow, when you light the light, who do you light it for? For the Rove people. So, since the Rove people come to this Mesiba, are Yisraelim, it's still that the Goy is lighting it directly for the Israel. If the Goy puts on a light for the Israel, it's also to have an offer from it. Rashi Adaitu de Ruba. Hilkach Yisrael Ika. Now Rashi says, Ayo Machza Machza 50-50, why is it Chayiv? Nami, Lekele Meikam Alod Emilsa. We don't know. Yikele Meim Ika Daita the Madnik Vishvil Yisrael, Vigele Meim Ika Daita the Madnik Vishvil Dochri. We mesupik which das he has. That's why, but Machza Machza Min Asafik it's awesome. Abo Lochri Vi Yisrael, Vi Amadnik Atzma Mishtamish Leoroi, Vadi Yikera Daita the Dei of it. But where a guy lights it for his own purpose and he wants to read there, even though he knows Yisrael will also use it, Avada there is Ikadas for himself, and it's Mutter. And the Gemara will say Maisa. The Gemara Shmuel Ikloy Levei Avin. Shmuel went to visit the Vei Avin Turin. That's the name of the place where he lived, Rashi Turin the Mokum. Also, who Nochri, on Shabbos, the guy came into the room. Adlik Shargo. The guy put on the light, he put on the Nair on Shabbos. Ahadre Shmuel Yapi. So right away Shmuel turned around his head, like not to have enough from that Nair. Shmuel thought the guy came in to put the light on Shmuel Yisrael. He saw two Yidden here. He thought the guy was a nice guy. He wanted the Yidden to have light. It's also to have enough from that light. Of is not Kavakiv on the Chaza. He iced his Shtara. The Kokori. But then he saw the guy take out his Shtara, take out his newspapers, and start reading them. Is Oma, Yeshmuel said, Adai did an Ashrihu Diablik. He's, why did the guy put on this light? For his own sake. Because the guy wants to read. That's why he put on the light. Then Shmuel turned around his head, and then it's mutter to have enough from that light. And since the guy here lit it for himself, it's mutter to have enough. The guy brought a shtar that he wanted to read, so then Shmuel understood the guy is doing it for himself, mele it's mutter. And that's the locha. If a guy does a malacha directly for Yisrael, it's also to have a noah. Just if he does it for his own sake, then it's mutter for Yisrael to have a noah from it. Because the Rabbanon asked you, the Rabbanon, they don't want you to have a noah because we're afraid you'll come to tell the guy to do it. That's why it's exera. That if he does it for you by himself, and you'll have a noah from it, you'll have enjoyment from it, you'll come again to tell the guy next Shabbat to do it. The Rabbanon don't want you to have a noah from it, that's also. Hadron Lecha Kol Kislei. Yeah, Zot Mishnah. Kol Ha Kelim Nitolim Shabbos. This is a parak about Muksa, which Kelim you're allowed to touch, not touch. It is Kol Ha Kelim Nitolim Shabbos. Stam Kelim and not Muksa, you're allowed to touch them on Shabbos. But after saying Mimuhim, you can even touch the doors of the amuah of your chest, you can touch the doors also. Afal Kishin is Sparku B'Shabbos. Even though the doors of the chest came off on Shabbos, still you're allowed to touch the door. Hey, the door still has the same Kli on it. Shei Nedoimin Ledalko Sabayis. Not doimus to a door of the house. If the door of the house came off on Shabbos, you can't use it. It's muksa. Lefishenim in amuchin. That door is muksa. You can't touch it. But the door of a chest of a not mechubla karka came off. It's still called the kli. So Rashi kol hakelim tolim shabbos l'tevim imon. Kol hakelim sheish lehem dlosis. All type of kelim that has losses has handles to it. A guy in Shida table migdol is nitolim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to touch them on Shabbos. Udlosay sheyesh lem b'tzidon imohen nitolim imohen. If they have doors on the side of them, you could touch the door also. And this is called the door of the chest, just like the chest of the kli you could touch. Well, then the doors is also called the kli. The afapishin is sparked rashi adalsus min akelim. Even though the door of the chest came off, still the locher is nitolim. You're allowed to touch it. You're allowed to move it. V'yein doimin ladalsus habayis, not doimin to the door of the house. Shein nitolim lefishadalta sabayis einam min amuchin letaltol sheinam kli. They're not called the kli by itself. It's called a part of the binyan. And the door came off the house. It's called like a stira, and you can't put it back on Shabbos. So now the door is called called muksa. Avol elu hein kli agav avir. Mashenken, the door of a chest. Since the chest is called a kli, and this door has a purpose, it's usable for the chest. So even though it came off the chest,
still it's called a kli, you're allowed to touch it on Shabbos. Is any door to the chest you could touch? Just the door of the house, that has no purpose at all. That's like muksa. The only thing the door of the house is aimed for is to put back onto the house, and that's muksa, binyan, therefore blames muksa. It's awesome. Right. Noita lodom kurnes liftsayaboyas agoizen. A person can take on Shabbos a kurnes type of a hammer and to knock open, crack open nuts. Hey, even though a hammer is a klisha mlachta liyisr, but this is a klis, like serva gufo is mutter. If you want to use a hammer for the purpose of heter, to crack open nuts, it's mutter. Rashi kurnes, martel. Who are then kurdim lachtach boyas advela? It's a big like a hatchet that you want to chop off the dvela. Rashi miyakash so eagle. Over here, it's very thick, miyoy, bekoshek, gvina. It gets hard like cheese. But so are kudas lechotchen, like a hatchet to chop it up. So you take the hatchet on Shabbos, even though the hatchet itself is like muksa, it's a klisha machta liyisr, because rov tashmishri is to chop wood with, but now that you want to use the dover heter, it's mutter. That's called the tzara gufay. Megero, a type of a sword, logo boyas a gvina. You have cheese, and you want to cut a slice of cheese, so you like to take a big sword to cut the cheese on Shabbos. Rashi Megira Cain cycle and knife, the H Babikim is Harbi. Yelogobayasagvino, Lakatka the Khalkula Fisham Meheris, Lachter Dobrav. Because you need a good sword to cut a big piece of cheese, a thick piece of cheese. Fighter Magrefum Ligrovoyasagregus. Magrefa, that's what you a shovel like. You want to use it to shovel out the gregus, the dried out dates. Trashigus of the gregus, minachovis. You want to take the dried out dates from the chovis, you could use a shovel to take them out. Esareches viesamalges. A type of pitchforks like. Loses all of the cotton. The latter use it on Shabbos to put food on it and give it to a cotton to eat with. Trashi malgeis ke min atar, like a pitchfork. Shkrem futish or barzel. Well, like Gimel Shem has three forks to it. Or mahafchen by kash begurim. You turn over the hay with it. It loses all of the cotton, mazinus. In case you have nothing else to feed your kid with, you want to feed him with a pitchfork, so you can put the food on the pitchfork and feed it to your kid. Now the Lach has brought down these are only mutter, providing you have no other kli to use to break over the nuts. Avad, if you have a regular nutshell, a nutcracker, you shouldn't use a hammer. You're only allowed to use these kelim that are muksa. If you have nothing else to open up the hammer, then it's mutter. Right? Es hakush v'es hakarko litchok boy. Kush is actually the karko, these are type of kelim they use for the weavers, the weaver stick. Even though it's muksa, but it's called a kli, so you can use a litchav boy. If you want to stick it in Rashi lechol boy, tusim, the whole pri. You want to use it for toothsticks, to stick it into the berries, you can use these sticks that the weavers use to use it. Machet shol yad, lito boy es akoitz. If you have a needle that you use to sew with your hand, even though it's a kli shol machtel, you see, you're not allowed to sew on Shabbos, still you're allowed to use it, lito boy es akoitz. If you have a splinter in your finger, you're allowed to use the needle to get out the splinter. The shel sakoyim, those are bigger needles, lifteich v'esadelos. You want to use it to break open the lock, not to break it open, but to open the door, you're allowed to use it. Shrashi makat shiyad means makat cotton, shukrepet as a begodim. You want to use small needles that you weave with, you sew with, that's mutter if you're using it for hectic purse, take out a splinter. The shel sakoyim is makat gebelo, a bigger needle. Shetoyfim bo sakim, to make sacks with it. Then lifteich v'esadelos, mi shabat maftechis, somebody lost his keys. If you want to use a needle to open up the lock, so you let him do that on Shabbos, if you use this big needle. So that's the cloud. Even though these are kelim shemachtel yisr, stam, you shouldn't touch them on Shabbos, but if it's a perch, it's a purpose, tarach a heter, it's mutter. So the Gemara, kol ha-kelim nitolim. The Mishnah says, v'yaf ha-pish in esparku v'Shabbos. Even though the chest, the door came off on Shabbos. So chorus mashmalom, v'loy mi boy b'chol. Not only, it's a chiddush, not only if it came off in the middle of the weekday, are you allowed to carry it on Shabbos, but the Mishnah's mashma, even if it came off on Shabbos, still it's mutter. For the more pumfak, he had other rabbi, the svar is, this Shabbos, if at the beginning of Shabbos, this chest was 100% good chest, the door was on the chest. Now on Shabbos, the door came off. Then we'll say, svaro muchone magabi avim. Since at the beginning of Shabbos, this door was usable, so it got a shen kli at the beginning of Shabbos. So therefore, throughout the whole Shabbos, it still retains its din kli. Mashenkin b'chol. Let's say the door came off the chest before Shabbos. Came off b'chol. Or b'zeh I'll tell you, then ain't mechonim agabi avian. Maybe then at the beginning of Shabbos, since it wasn't part of the chest, it's not called a clean maybe. So if I can't, that's a bigger chiddush. It's a bigger chiddush to say if the door came off on Friday, that you can still use it on Shabbos, that's a bigger chiddush than telling me if it only came off on Shabbos. So So the Marei Nechnami, Omer Abaye Hoki Komer, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Kol HaKelim Nitolim B'Shabbos B'Dalso Seimi Mohim. All the Kelim you could touch on Shabbos with its doors. Afal Pishin Esparku B'Chol. And even though the door came off on Friday before Shabbos, so the beginning of Shabbos, this door was not part of the chest, still it's Nitolim B'Shabbos. Because what is this door oimit for? It's oimit to be used for this kli. So it still has the shame kli on it. It didn't lose the shame kli. You could touch it. Same thing like the cover of a kalim, the cover of a barrel. You have a barrel cover. It's not muksa. Since it's called the cover for the barrel. Rashi, when you boy bechoyel, kosavka daituch, v'yafo pishin esparku ha b'shabbos, diktoni reisha, koi. Even though it came off on Shabbos. Umash ma'afo pishin esparku ha yoyim. Even though it came off on Shabbos mutarim, let me boy nesparku miyemish. If it came off on Friday, avadu it's mutar. That's the moskash adu rabba. My apple pishach le misni. Havadu nesparku b'shabbos. If it came off on Shabbos, the kli, equal of ishri. There's the biggest for to say it's mutar. Mishum zechi kodesh yoyim, at the beginning of Shabbos, hevi mechon matat like avivim. At the beginning of Shabbos, this door was still attached to the chest. So it's called the door, avadu it's mutar. And the Marei Nechnami Hoki Komer, the Afal Pi Lo Ya Ravusa the Nesparku B'Shabbos Koi, and Ravusa Nesparku Oy B'Chayla B'Shabbos Koi. Now, the Chiddush is, even though it came off on Friday, still it's still called the Kli, and you can touch it on Shabbos. Tana Rabbon, the Marei, Tana Rabbon, Deles, the door, Shal Shida, Shal Teva, Shal Migdol, different type of chests, is Neitlin, you could take them off on Shabbos. You could take off the door off a chest on Shabbos. Avaloi Machzirin, but you're not allowed to put the door back on a Shabbos. That not. The shalul shatanagrilim, you have a croup for chickens, then loy loitlin, you can't take the door off on Shabbos, loy mahdiri, now I'll put the door back on Shabbos. But bishleim a shalul, bishleim I understand the croup where the chickens are, shatanagrilim, ksovar, kivun de mechabri barrio, usually this croup is attached to the ground. So the zoi we hold, yesh binyi v'karka. It's called binyi v'karka, so to put the door back onto the croup, imam is building on Shabbos, that's awesome. And who are din yeshtir of a karka? And now I'll be faced with a binyan on Shabbos. So to take off the door from the kuf on Shabbos, havadar it's also. Ela, the kashri is shoshida shoteva shomigdol. These type of chests or boxes you have, it's not mechub le karka, it's a regular chest. So chrosu monoshok. My kisova, what do you hold? E kisova yesh binyan bekelim, if you hold even though it's only a kli, like here a chest, it's not mechub le karka, it's not attached to the ground, it's only a kli, that's immovable. Still, you want to say, yesh binyan, there's an issa to build on it on Shabbos, and who are din, then it has to be, yesh tira, there has to be an issa to take it apart on Shabbos, the kelim, or the zoi, v'yeng tira, monashach, if you hold like that, if you hold this binyan, there has to be tira, then it's shver. How could you say you're allowed to take off the door on Shabbos, you're being faced with the kli? The ain't stir elamai, you can tell me no. There's no way to stir on Shabbos for kelim. You're allowed to take the door off the closet, off the dresser on Shabbos. Or bezoy the closet to be a binyan for kelim. It's totally zebezeh. Who are then? There's no, it's a binyan. You're allowed to build on Shabbos kelim. So bezoy, you should be allowed to put the door back on a Shabbos. So how come the Brisa says you're allowed to take off the door on Shabbos from a chest, but you can't put it back in again? And the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Luyoylam ksava yesh binyan kelim, yesh stir be kelim. I'll tell you, Taki, it's talking about it is an issa. Vishenitlu komer. It doesn't mean you're allowed to take it off. Just means if it came off by itself. I'm going to lay rover for the rover. Shtei chuvus v'dov. I have two kashas on this teretz. Chodo dini tolen ketoni. One, it says claw that you took it off. Mashma's telling Yalacha you're allowed to take off the door, off the chest on Shabbos. V'yoid, maya avolei machzirin. Avizai, if it came off by itself, what's the lashon avolei machzirin? I mean, pshita. You're telling me not allowed to even take it off, so pshita can't put it back on again. Elo amarov, that's not the pshat. But the pshat is, ksava we hold, ain binyan b'kelim. Really, there's no issa binyan by kelim on Shabbos. The ain stira b'kelim. Who are then? There's no issa stira on kelim. So therefore, you're allowed to take the door off the hinge on Shabbos. That's mutter. Off a door, off a kli, not off the wall. If it's mechub l'karak, there'll be issa stira. But just on your chest, you're allowed to take the door off the chest on Shabbos. But to put it back again, there's new gzeira. Memesins ain't stira b'kelim. Over here, to put it back again, there's a gzeira, shem yitoka. When you go to put the door back on the hinges, we're afraid you put it in too tight. And when you do it too tight, that's by tikkun mono, that would blame us already. Shrashi, noitlin mashra mesalkin eisen v'shabes tirs lehem. You can take it off its hinge. Lul binyan hasel tanagrim. It's a coop made for chickens. Lay noit lul machzirim. The parsh v'yozum chazrosa binyan mamish. Because the coop, that's mamish a binyan. But Seluki taken off the door is thira gemurihi. Mike is over. How come by the chest there's a chilik between putting it off, taking off his mutam, putting on his osam. Shemats look at us alone. Ik sov yesh bin mekenuk is osam vinyin. But not to come. Yeah. And Teret says, the Yerlam Joshua Kisavar ain't still remain vinyin. Hilkach, Neitlin, you're allowed to take the door off the chest on Shabbos. Or me away machzir mit Rabbonin. But with Rabbonin is Xeri, you can't put the door back on again. But Xeri Shem Yitoka, the Chazoka, we're afraid maybe you put it back very tight. The Sakin, you use a knife, you say this and things. The Evelay Gemar Molochem. The Chayim is Shemakim Apatish. Then Mashi learns you put it back too tight with the pegs, that's like the Gemara Malachim. That's called you fixing off the chair. So the last final touch of making this chair usable or making this chest usable would be an Issa Makra Patish. So therefore not allowed to put the door back on again, but you're allowed to take the door off. Avad is providing the door comes off very easily. Avad is not allowed to unscrew any screws on Shabbos. As if the door just gets hooked right off, you're allowed to take the door off on Shabbos. Right. Neitlin Odom Kurnis. So the Mishnah says you're allowed to take a hammer to use to break open nuts on Shabbos. Omer Rav Yehuda. Kurnis Shelagoizim. Rav Yehuda learns really there's no Chiddush in the Mishnah. We're talking about a hammer that's meant to use for a goizim. You're allowed to use a hammer that's meant to chop open nuts. Lutsaya Boesagoizim. Avos Shelnefachim. But a hammer that the blacksmith uses, light. That's the klishol masal yisur. That's also even to use for nuts. Kisover, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Dova shomastal yisur, like a blacksmith's hammer, regular hammer. That the ikum aloch of a hammer is meant for yisur. It's meant for building. That's also doing Shabbos. So how to Yehuda afilu tsara gufayosam? Even now, you want to use this hammer, the tsara gufay. You want to use the hammer for the purpose of cracking open nuts. Still, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's also. That's Rabbi Yehuda shita. We don't hold it Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, Malay Rabba, Frek Rabba, Kash, Elu, Mayata. If, like you're saying, Sefer Diktoni, what does the Sefer Mishnah say? V'yesa Reches, V'yesa Malgeis, Los is all of the cotton. You're allowed to use a pitchfork to use to give food to the cotton. Is the Chura Reches, or Mazlug, Mi, Mayata, the cotton? A pitchfork sheet is not meant to use only to feed Ketanin. Havad, the Ikum Locher is to do the hay to work on the fields with, which is called the Malastal Yisr. And still the Mishnah says it's mutter. So here you see Klor, even though the Kli is Malachal Yisrael, but the Tzara Gufay, it's mutter. Rashi says, the Tzara Gufay, She Gufay Tzarech Oid L'Melocha Cheres. Now you want to use this hammer for a different Melocha. Shel Heter, to crack open nuts. Is Rav Yudol's Ein Metalt L'Nois L'Yos L'Melocha. Still you can't use the hammer to crack open the nuts. The Kol Shechen in Ein Tzarech, Elo L'Lifnois M'Koymai. And Avad, if you only want to use the hammer to take it away from its Malkam, it's Tzarech M'Koymai. That means if the hammer is on the chair, and now you want to sit down on the chair, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also to move it away from the chair. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Mivitz, the kashri is now, by the pitchfork, it says you're allowed to feed the kid with it. I'm Yemiyat L'Kotan. Dishlei Mekula Hani Demasisa Nikol Yukmo Ba'asuyin Miyuchodim Mekach. It could design the Mishnah, all the other cases is Miyuchid. Miyuch Bar Mahani Dleka V'Yodlu Halachi. Nobody's miyachar a pitchfork to you to feed his kid. You could use it one time, you're stuck someplace, you have nothing else to feed your kid, you want to use it. But it's zichanam yuchit for that. And still the Mishnah says it's mutter. So tomorrow, Elo Amar Rabba, has Rabba Dingzach on Rabbi Yehuda. Elo Amar Rabba, Kurnir Shel Nefochim. We're talking about a regular blacksmith hammer. Still, it's mutter to use on Shabbos. Litzoye Ves Hagoysim. We're allowed to use that hammer now to crack open nuts. And that's what we're passing. For Kesovar, we hold Dovah Shomlach Del Yisr. It's a Kli Shomlach Del Yisr.